You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A new study commissioned by the Financial Conduct Authority has revealed that Britain's to-do lists are becoming increasingly jam-packed as the nation battles to get an unwieldy number of tasks ticked off each week. UK households face an average of 33 tasks a week, and 75% of UK adults are set to tackle their to-do list over the bank holiday weekend. But where the heck do we start? And can we possibly hope to clear the list? Well, joining me on the line now to tell us more about the FCA research and to give her own tips on how to organise and prioritise your to-do list is National Treasurer and Channel 4 Countdown's Rachel Riley. How are you doing today, Rachel?
Oh, God, I'm not sure if I'm National Treasurer. I absolutely love it and I thank you for it. But one day, maybe.
We're in that day already, but let's not bury the lead, Rachel. You're known for being incredibly organised. How do you get through your to-do list?
Well, I'm known for it. And the reason the Financial Conduct Authority did this research is because they've set a deadline out for when you can claim if you've been missed on PPI. So they're trying to encourage people to put that on the to-do list. And I am really good at doing a to-do list if it's on someone else's behalf. So I used to be netball captain at uni. I've been a bridesmaid many times over. And when there's that important task and there's other people relying on you to do it, I've got spreadsheets, I've got lists, I'll contact people, I've got deadlines. And then when it's my to-do list, I think like most people, you have a list of things to do. And often the tricky ones get rolled over to the next day and rolled over to the next day. And you do the easy ones because you can feel like you can cross them off and you've done something. So I guess it's about encouraging people to prioritise, do as I say, not often as I do, and put those important things top and do them first, because otherwise you'll never get them done.
Absolutely. Now, Rachel, we know that you yourself, you're an inspiration to many, but another inspiring woman is Mary Poppins, who said, "Well begun is half done." How important is that first step in conquering our to-do lists?
Well, I think the first step is writing your to-do list to start with. And it's a good idea to write it before you go to bed, so then you can sleep easily knowing that when you get up in the morning, you know exactly what you've got to do. And then the next step is to prioritise, like I say. So don't leave that tricky task to the last one, because it'll never get done. So do the most important one or the trickiest one. Tackle that to start with, and then when you have done it, you'll feel like you've achieved something and you can pat yourself on the back and reward yourself, be happy for the rest of the day.
Those rewards are always important. And I know a little about prioritising, Rachel, as my wife and I are expecting our first baby.
So
thank you very much. But as you can imagine,
it's just arriving.
We're 18th of May, so we're very, very close. But as you can imagine, our to-do list is absolutely huge at the moment. A lot of tasks involve getting our finances in order. But things like switching energy supplier, consolidating accounts, opening accounts, they all seem quite overwhelming. Why are Britons not getting through their to-do lists?
Well, I think like you say, there are so many things, and things like having a baby and organising the kids and cooking food and doing the laundry. Those things take up your time. But it is important to still do those financial things. And it can be a task that you only have to do once in your life and then it's done. Or if it's switching energy suppliers, you have to do it, you know, once every 12 months, 18 months. And it's about saving yourself money. It's about spending a little bit of time, prioritizing, you know, half an hour when you need to, set yourself a deadline, and you will end up with more money in your pocket, which is, you know, and then once that's done, you can not worry about it and spend your time and your money on things that are important to you, like your family.
That's great advice to make sure that we remember that some of these tasks we only have to do once.
Absolutely.
But is there anything on the financial side that people should make sure are on their to-do lists?
Well, checking if you have been missold PPI is an important thing to do, because I think 64 million PPI covers were sold since about 1990. And it's impossible to say how many of those were missold, but already so far since 2011, £30 billion has been handed out in compensation, and it's because of mis-selling. So it's money that you are owed. It should be in your pocket, because it should never have been paid in the first place. So it is important. You can go onto the Financial Conduct Authority's website and find out all the information about how to make a claim, how to find out if you have been mis-sold. All the information is on there, and as I say, it's going to be that once in a lifetime thing that you will have to do, and it could end up with thousands of pounds that you are due back because you've been paid where you shouldn't have been.
So definitely important one to remember for your to-do list this bank holiday weekend.
Definitely.
Now, Rachel, you are a friend of RNIB. You took part in our Wear Dots to Raise Lots campaign.
I did.
That was back in 2014. So as you know, a lot of our listeners will know that technology such as accessible tablets and phones are helping organise to-do lists for blind and partially sighted people. But in general, has technology made sticking to lists easier?
I think it has because, you know, gone are the days where you have little scraps of paper that one's in your handbag. If it's anything like my handbag, you never find it. One's down the back of the sofa, one's in the kitchen, you know, it's everywhere. If you've got something on your phone, your phone is with you most of the time, so you can keep your to-do list there. And I know you do get that satisfying feeling of crossing something off with a pen and paper and throwing it away. You can do that with a to-do list online as well, or on your device, like I say. So it is a good idea because it keeps it all organised and it's always with you. And if you need any bits of information, especially if you're dealing financial matters, you can keep it all in one place. So it's there when you've got the time to do it.
And another great thing as well is things like Google Docs and things can be shared. So for potential parents such as myself and my wife, we can we can share a list that we know that here's the things I've got to do and check them off as they go.
Absolutely. If you suddenly remember something, you can add it on there and both parties know that you've added it on there. And if you need to cross it off, both parties know that you're not going to end up with two of everything or none of something else that's important.
Or if Fiona suddenly remembers, here's a bunch of things that I could give Chris to do. Yeah. Here's your task, sir.
More importantly, absolutely, delegation. That's the key.
Absolutely. Now, what can people do to ensure that they get through the majority of their lists this bank holiday weekend?
So the top tips are make sure you have that list and make sure you prioritise the things that are important to you. Go digital. That's a great tip. So you've got it all in one place. Set yourself a deadline. So I find if I don't have a deadline, it is one of those things that rolls over and over and over. So set yourself a deadline. Stick to it. And the last thing is once you've done all those things, make sure you take time to reward yourself, especially with the bank holiday weekend coming up. We've got some lovely weather ahead. So, you know, maybe put aside the first morning to get through your to-do list and then go outside and however you want to enjoy yourself, whether that's, you know, a walk in the park or a beer, that is your choice. But it's your time to do what you want with.
Well, thanks very much for letting us know that we can reward ourselves, Rachel. It's been a real pleasure chatting to you today. And finally, Rachel, where can people go for more information?
If they go to the FCA website, all the information on how to claim, how to check if they've been missold PPI is all on there.
Channel 4 Countdown's Rachel Riley, a national treasure for us and a friend of RNIB. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Good luck with the baby.
Ah, thank you very much, Rachel. You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.